Welcome to Runchins and Dragons!
Hi guys, my name is Q, and I am the voice of Aurum, your drow warlock.
Hi, this is Pedro, the voice of Sailor Jerry, the rock gnome wizard.
Hi, this is Kenny, I am the voice of Torg, the ranger halfling.
Hey guys, this is Caesar, the voice of Pulsh, our dwarf cleric.
Hi, this is Brandon, voice of Damien, the halfling paladin.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
And there it is.
Yes.
Welcome to another session of Brunchins and Dragons.
Yes, ma'am.
I am the storyteller. My name is Will. Thank you for joining us on another adventure. Last session we geeked out about Ruby Rose, Idris Elba being James Bond.
Sexy chocolate. I'll never forget the article like almost a year and a half ago at this point that said like he wouldn't be cast in it, and I was like, that was the dumbest article I've ever read, because that gentleman would bring the Bonds franchise to a whole new level.
My panties are dropping even thinking about it.
Yeah. Like, I got hard the moment it was like,
Whoa, hey, a little stiff
in the pants region.
If you've ever seen Luther, do yourself a favor, watch Luther, and get back to me about getting your pants hard.
You're right.
He's not wrong.
Hashtag facts.
But I almost want to see him do the Doctor, because he's never done science fiction.
Fucking great.
All right, well, let's let this Doctor run.
He's done science fiction. He was in the terrible Aliens prequel. He was in Prometheus.
He was in that horrible fuck-ass movie.
I didn't watch that, so that doesn't count.
Yes, he was. He was a fucking pilot.
Yeah.
He banged Charlize Theron by literally calling her a robot. She's like, all right, fine, I'll show you a robot.
I mean, if there's a way to bang Charlize Theron, it's to call her a robot. I mean, like, speaking of bad alien movies, like the Predator movie looks like complete and utter garbage.
You know,
and that is enough to tell me what you guys think about it.
I basically treat those movies as maybe they'll be okay, and then I wait until they are streaming and I don't pay for it.
There you go.
As in our last episode, I'm drinking a Palatine Hills from the Suarez family brewery.
That reminds me, I have to get something for myself.
Because why break something if it ain't broke? And I mean, why fix something if I should not drink?
Yes, one of those things.
Something like that.
Know that it's good beer and I'm happy with it.
It's that kind of tang.
Let's stick with Pilsner. Surprise me.
And I am right now finishing this crazy ass concoction. I cannot read it, although it's a beautifully designed bottle, not can. This is a Berliner Weiss style ale brewed with raspberry.
From Tool Brewery out of Denmark.
Oh.
And honestly, this is it's a sour. However, it is, of course, it's gotta be sour because it's raspberry. It's actually very, very well done. And I'm about to finish it now, so I'm gonna have to get something else.
And I am now drinking another Fox Farm Brewery beer. This is their Gather, which is their Keller Pils, which is an unfiltered Pilsner. Very easy drinking, very enjoyable. And Fox Farm is again out of Salem, Connecticut.
Hashtag Dionysus provides.
Yeah.
All day.
And before Damien, I'm also drinking a Fox Farm Little Brook, which is a hop forward American blonde. I'm looking forward to this.
Ooh.
Fox Farm hasn't let us down.
Nope.
This is Brandon, and I'm the voice of Damien.
Reminds me of Crisp almost.
Oh.
I like it.
Just Damien.
Relevations are afoot, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man, are we in a new arc right now?
Just Damien. Just Jack.
Wait, you sound like Sailor Jerry. You're now just Damien?
And then last we left off, there was a giant. What happened in the forest?
Yeah.
There was a huge, great... A huge kerfuffle, moment of revelations and character development. But it ended with an explosion coming from the south.
From the south
is where the group originally came from.
Where the group is going.
Where we're headed.
Because that is from, in the previous episodes, where I've actually gathered where I've seen the tower where the Durgar went into, which is probably the best Well, east, not south. Which is the best case scenario for us to go to. I think that would be the most likely place to go to.
Yeah, you heard an explosion, and then after a few moments, you heard a very primal scream of agony.
Can I recognize that from any kind of animal? Considering this is my terrain, could I recognize any kind of animal?
You recognize that it wasn't animalistic.
It wasn't?
No, it was some kind of humanoid.
Can I recognize if it's my own kin? As though it's a halfling?
Make a perception roll.
I rolled a 10, so that would be a 14.
It is not a halfling. It sounds too big.
All right. Good to know. It's not a halfling. Just to say that real quick. But I think we should go that way, guys.
Away from the screen or towards the screen?
Towards the screen.
I am in no position to get ourselves into another encounter at this time. I am unfortunately still wounded from the last thing we just went through. So, GM, how far away is this cry from where we are in travel time?
Walking distance, it looks like maybe another hour.
Great.
If you hoof it, you can make it in 45 minutes, 30 minutes, give or take.
And if I would climb the tree right now, could I see from any vantage point anything down that way?
You could try climbing. Make your athletics check.
I'm going to check up real quick what that is, guys. That's a 1, so I'm going to roll it again.
Yeah. All right, lucky little. There
and
it is.
A 17 is better.
Yeah, so much better.
So, it's climb acrobatics then?
No, climb is athletics.
Oh, climb is athletics?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is 17 total.
Okay. Didn't you say you rolled a 17?
I rolled a 17. I have a 0 for strength.
Right, but your athletics that I'm looking at here is plus 2.
Well, so I have a proficiency. Okay, so I'm 19. I didn't know I was proficient. Oh. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, I still don't know what that is for me. Either. I don't know what my athletics is.
All right, so
you climb up. It takes you about 10, 20 minutes to climb up to the top of the tree. And over the canopy, you can see this plume of smoke coming up right where the tower should be.
So it's the actual, where the tower would be?
It's obscuring the tower.
Is this the old tower that we were at before?
No, that tower was
already
destroyed.
This is the tower where the Durgar went into, which is where we were going to try to head out to.
Okay, this was okay.
So I relay this to the group.
You saw no figures, just the smoke.
Just the smoke coming, yeah. Pillowing from the
above,
tower.
Above the
tower.
Yeah.
Which would mean that something
from this distance, you can tell there's a clearing, but the canopy is so dense that all you see is canopy and then the smoke.
Is there any way we can scout ahead so we don't get ambushed again? I can make you invisible.
I don't mind doing that. Okay, right, so we're going
to
do that?
I would like to make you invisible, but I mean, when are we going to do this? Are we going to make you invisible now and you go, or do we follow you?
Well, based off from, I can't see anywhere out from the ground from to the trail to that point.
The openings in the canopy are sparse. You can see what looks to be a trail that you can try to lead them through. It'll probably cut you about 15 minutes worth of travel time.
Can I use survival to see if I can cut that even further?
You sure can.
Thank you. 12 on the dime. That is a 16 total.
Okay. You think that you can get them there in half an hour tops.
You know, if any kind of danger afoot?
Not that you can see.
All right, well, I relay that information to everybody. That can at least cut the time some if we want to make it out there. And if we want, we can be outside of that, where I would go further in using invisibility as Sailor Jerry brought up, just so that I can further look out to see, you know, survey, do some reconnaissance if we want to do that.
Was that primordial yell or scream, was it something in pain or something...
Something in pain and in anguish.
You tell me, guys. That's our safest bet to figure out what the hell is going on, why we're here, is to go in that direction. However, that currently looks like it's on fire. So,
I mean, at this point, I'm still almost dead. Aurum's and I are basically on our last leg. So
yeah, I cannot. Though my heart is in a fight, I cannot physically. Sustain one.
How about this? I'll make you invisible. You take care of that. We'll follow, and we'll keep a safe distance.
Oh my god, is this a solo mission?
No. We're no solo missions.
No solo missions.
What's your max?
I'm at, I think my max is 28 and I'm at 7. Aurum needs
Aurum,
it.
Aurum, where are you at?
My max is 31 and I'm at 6.
I'll give you both 10 points, only on hands.
Ooh!
Child! Thank you.
What are you healing?
Where are you at?
I'm at 16.
Oh, you can concentrate a concentration up to an hour for invisibility. That's nice. That's a nice spell.
I'm gonna be focused on.
Well, now you guys actually are up a little bit, right?
When the fuck did you get that spell?
That's level 2.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
I figured somebody might need it.
That's my plan. I don't know what everybody else feels. Damien?
I mean, I just healed them, so.
Let's do it.
Yeah, he's clearly on board.
Coles?
Need to find a new purpose.
Are you still carrying the shield with you? Really?
I pick up the shield he dropped off and put it back in my bag of holding.
Okay.
Coles walks up to Orm and asks for the shield.
I give it to Coles.
I tell you guys to walk ahead.
Okay.
Damien and I.
And we ride.
Literally just enough space so like him and I can have a
moment. I look at Damien and go, just please don't forget what I said to you. And then I keep going.
From the last episode.
Coles with the shield is in his hand.
Do you care if they hear or do you want them to?
At this point, I don't care. No, okay. there's no secrets.
Okay.
So Coles with the shield in his hand walks up to Damien and looks up to his friend.
I can't look at you if I'm crying
right now. That's fine. Coles makes it a point to make eye contact with Damien.
Alright, so they're looking at each other eye to eye right now.
Eye to
eye. You know, up and down, because Coles is not nearly as tall as his brother Damien.
Just look at the top of his head, Damien.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
With one hand holding Damien's shield, and the other hand free, Coles places it on Damien's forearm tricep area and looks up to his friend and says, "These are trying times we are a part of. Not everyone is going to be right. I wasn't right for what I did, but I had a reason for doing it. No one here is upset at you. No one here is judging you. This shield does belong to you, and the proper Hephaestus symbol will be placed on it in due time. We need you. We all need each other. There's no backing down from this point."
Jerry yells back, "I really need you."
Sailor Jerry really needs you
badly.
So Cole shoves the shield into Damien's chest and pulls him on the arm at the same time and says, "We need to move.
Please protect the stupid boy.
And we need you.
I don't care.
More than you know.
I judge you."
Thank you, but I walk right over to Aurum and put the shield in the bag of holding. Oof. And I'll take my old one out.
Ooh.
I look to Cole and say, "We all heal at different times."
We do. But more importantly, he's with us.
Correct.
Shield does not make the man.
That's
right. Makes the shield.
Shield does not make the man.
Yep. Yep.
So you're walking.
So you are what?
Back
17?
At 18. 18? Not
19
anymore. Plus one, right?
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
It's all right.
I get hit no matter what.
It
doesn't matter.
That's right.
That's right. You take
those ones. I gotta hit 20 stage. So, you guys make your way through the forest. Torg's path, seemingly, it is a little rough for wear. Like, some of you sometimes trip and you have to help each other up and whatnot. But it is the fastest route there. And when you get there...
Oh, boy. He just took out a paper.
He's got a scroll.
No, guys.
Graph paper
coming
out.
He took out a pre-drawn...
Pre-drawn...
map, guys.
He didn't even want to draw it.
No, because it's that...
That intense, guys.
What is going on here?
Yeah. Yep.
I had arts and crafts. D&D is the best arts and crafts.
I had some free time on my hands.
Oh.
And now we can just see this. We're nowhere near where they can see us.
Those statues, I am very wary already.
Oh, while we were walking, I gave Torque a new crossbow. It has 11 bolts, because I thought.
Oh, wait, do the current bolts that I have in possession match that crossbow?
No, this is a medium-sized crossbow.
Do you mean to tell me that all these, the rest of these arrows are not usable on this crossbow?
The bolts?
No.
You can use the crossbow if you want to at a disadvantage because it's so much larger than you are.
So you gave me a large ass crossbow?
You wanted it.
Yes,
so
you did. You asked for it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. You were like, I want
well,
that.
Well, if I use it, what's the damage on that?
1d10.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to you and I'm saying.
At disadvantage though, if I use it?
Disadvantage, this is your size.
So you might fly back as the arrow flies
forward. Wait a minute. Could he put me in there and launch me?
Oh my god, can that work?
Can I do the opposite? Because I will die.
Still be disadvantage.
I will still take disadvantage if it'll launch.
No, don't launch me. You launch you because I will die.
And wherever Jerry lands, he takes a d10 of damage.
No, you will die. I will not land.
What if I roll an athletics to tumble? As I fall,
well, Jerry's like, the one that's being fired.
Parkour, yeah.
Parkour. Oh no! What if I were to load it? What if he loaded himself and I hit the button?
Are you even proficient with the?
Not even a little.
What if I keep Damien keeps the crossbow and just uses it with me to launch me to the other side?
You might take a D10 wherever you land.
Yes. Are you sure that I can't roll in acrobatics as parkour and then just roll?
You can use the scroll we have.
Oh, Featherfall.
Yeah.
Oh. So
you could technically use Featherfall, yeah. So no matter where you go.
Guys, Kenny just fanned himself like
you guys are coming in from that corner.
He did. Okay, so we're looking right now. What
I
looks like
be all the way over here. I don't want anybody to see us until we're.
Just to describe to our listeners, we're out right. of range for anybody who's in this, but we've come across what looks like a small arena of sorts. Are these stages?
These are raised dioceses, yes.
Okay.
All three of them.
So we have three raised dioceses, one really large one, which we are entering from behind.
Trying to figure out is...
Hold on. Let me just finish explaining to the group, to the listeners, what else is happening. There's a large one, and then there are two across from it on either side, which are relatively smaller, with what looks like a group of four unknown creatures at this moment, in circling in the center.
Yeah, and all three of them actually lead up kind of like a vaulted arch to what is the tower.
Got it. So the tower is in the center.
Yeah, the tower is above it, up here somewhere.
And what do we see as we walk up upon it?
As you're walking up, you can see what looks to be two orcs, one holding the other, and nothing else from your vantage point.
Okay, Ken.
Everyone else is injured. Everyone else is hurt. Colson notices this from his fuck-up from the last encounter. Everyone needs to hold.
Don't have to tell me twice.
I'm all right.
Okay, so...
Colson wants to make a double move.
Okay. Your first foot of movement would be the first full square on the grid.
Shouldn't I make him invisible?
Make him invisible. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm not stopping
if
that.
If the big clunky dwarf is gonna go out there, let him do it.
Yeah.
But make him do it invisible.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you use the invisibility on Kolsch rather than Torg.
They're still gonna hear him though.
They'll hear him, but they don't know where from. They'll know the general area. They just don't know.
Who, me?
The
I'm going to be invisible. Make him invisible.
Okay.
But then what about you?
As far as I'm concerned, our game master has not told me I am in any sort of state that I cannot walk out there. Is that correct, sir?
Correct.
Okay.
So you guys walk together. You're invisible.
You're behind me.
I'll be behind you.
Do you need to roll for your invisibility spell?
No. It's
an immediate? Okay.
So my movement speed is 30? 25? 30?
25.
So
mine's is 25 as well, so I'm right behind you.
20, 25. I'll move 30,
35, 40, 45, 50. I'll do the same.
I'll be right behind you. No, I want you here. Somewhere not right next to me. If somebody goes boop, I don't want you.
Well, I want to be able, okay, so at least be 10 feet from you.
Okay.
However, I want to still have a vantage point on what we're
so
seeing.
So that you can see whatever is underneath the tower.
As Coles is walking out, he has no weapon. His hammer's on his side, his shield is out. As he's walking towards the two orcs holding each other.
Well, as you get closer, you notice it's one male, one female.
Okay.
And the male is holding the female like she's unconscious.
Can he see now the people, the creatures?
Over here too?
Yes, they're chained to the pillars.
What are?
It is an assortment of creatures. And I'll tell you right now what they are.
Is Colson no orcish?
Nope, but your half orc does.
Well, while he's doing that, I grabbed myself
Palatine
pills.
Hey.
Because this is delicious. I like it very much.
Suarez Family Brewery does not fuck around.
No, and they're from Livingston, New York.
This is correct. That farm country up there. There's a, you know what's crazy? How much people like misinterpret like New York itself. Everything's New York City. But they forget the state.
They forget like Catskills and stuff like that.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous up there.
Yeah.
They're actually a farm brewery. They have like chickens, cows, pigs. And they do it all. They are the real deal. As I wait to see what these four creatures chained up to the pillars are.
While you look through your notes, I want to put this in your noggin, yeah. GM, because I was going over my notes over the last year of us gaming, and I couldn't find anything with regards to what sigil is on the ring I'm wearing.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, your family sigil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So when you can.
Sure.
I'd like to know the answer to that. I'm pretty sure that when I found out I had that ring, I was two sheets to the wind and trying to kill a horse for no reason.
Sure.
So
we can talk about that off podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. I just wanted to put that question in your noggin.
Yeah. Because that's something that I like to build with you.
Perfect.
But you recognize one of the figures as Asha Radal, which is the Archmage, the Haldro's apprentice. The other three is a older male dwarf, a young female human, and what looks to be a young high elf male.
All right, so correct my memory. Asha Badra was the one that met, the one that Orm intimidated to death?
Archmage is the one that he intimidated.
So this is his apprentice?
The apprentice is the one that's been dealing with you because he doesn't want to deal with you anymore.
And he's chained up?
She's chained up.
She's chained up, and where is she?
She's the clear one.
The clear one.
Yeah.
Which is the one furthest from our vantage point.
How do they all look?
They look like they've been beaten. They're gagged. Their hands are bound behind their backs. They look like they've been prepared for a sacrifice.
Okay.
But yet, all I see is one male orc holding a female orc that needs attention.
Yep.
And nothing else.
Yep.
Which, how do I say this when I can't see this?
I
actually.
You're not hiding your steps, right? Like you're voluntarily like making noise.
Well, I'm walking. I just double moved on purpose. Like I don't make a spell check or anything like that. I'm walking, and then I see these two, and I see all this. Is she conscious?
No.
None of them are conscious, and neither is the female orc. The male orc is conscious,
and he sees you as you're coming forward.
Wait, by the way, I'm not walking in hostile. I'm walking in just my shield, no weapon in my hand, and as he sees me, I see him obviously, and I raise my hand up in question of what is happening here.
You see, as he looks up at you, you notice he's got what looks to be the white face paint from the picture I put up.
Yes.
He's got a oranger skin than you're used to. You can tell that he's a half-orc.
Okay.
You can see he's got the little tiny
tusks.
But you also see that the face paint on the bottom of his face has been smudged. Like he's been crying. And he just like, he kind of lets go a little bit of the woman. And you see that she's a full orc. And you also see like she's been hurt badly. And he just looks over at you, and you just hear the most painful, gut-wrenching, just help, kind of just barely make its way across the clearing to you.
What was the other one? It was Asha, older dwarf, and high elf?
Older male dwarf, young female human, and a high elf male.
In this case, I'm going to go ahead and just take an extra 30.
You do it anyway. Yeah, I don't want you near me, because I'm obviously the clear target.
Do a double move here.
Help is the call.
Yeah,
and I'm still invisible.
Any weapons on that I can see?
There's a warhammer near him, and there's a couple of kind of like barbaric looking half hand warhammers.
Okay.
Half hand handles, but they look like they were a few feet away from him. Like they look like they were held by someone and then they were dropped.
I'm moving in stealth. So I can get to a clearing since I am invisible right now.
Sure.
I hear his help call and I keep moving.
Okay.
Well,
count out your double move.
Do I roll for stealth at all?
No. Nobody's there to.
Okay, so if that's the case, and I look around, is there anything
to oppose your stealth roll?
Is there anything here that I see that is besides them, besides what the people that I see here that are tied up, as well as the half-orc on the floor?
In Dwarvish, as I'm walking up, I look. Let's do this when I'm over here, rather than where I was before. Since you're over here and there's no, as in Dwarvish, as I'm walking up, I say back to Damien, lead them. And I finish my move where I was, which was here.
Okay. You notice, now that you're here, at the top of both of these dioceses, there looks to be statues.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that I can recognize from those statues?
Not from this distance. They just look like generic statues.
Okay, so I am invisible still. I'm actually going to come up.
Okay.
I will roll stealth then, unless there's no one going to be opposing me. I'm walking up, in other words, I'm going up to the pillars right now to where the people are.
Okay. You're coming up to the high elf male right now.
To the high elf male?
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and double move then. Walk across to go to the actual apprentice that we know.
Okay. That's the clear one.
And I will speak in common. And say,
does that break your stealth if you speak? Out of curiosity, I don't know.
I'm invisible. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing that breaks it, I believe it's the attacks.
Yeah. So I'm just going up and I'm saying, first
attacks or cast a spell. Don't attack or cast a spell.
So from there, do I see anything better? My vantage point for these statues.
The top of that dais has a statue as well.
I can't tell.
No.
Do I recognize any of the statues as I get closer?
No, they look like generic statues.
Okay. From stone cutting?
They're too far away right now to stone cut.
So I'm going to go ahead and see if I can wake up, because this person's unconscious.
At any point, okay, never mind. I can't say anything.
No, but when do I start leading them over?
Well, he just said it to you, so you can make that decision.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
let's start going.
Everybody has their full move.
Okay. So the first square on the grid is actually, the first full square is the actual first 5 feet of movement that you take in.
Would I be allowed to take my first step in and immediately misty step 30 feet forward?
Yeah, you could also take your full 30 feet and then misty step 30 feet forward.
I do that.
I'll be 30 mark.
And because it's a misty step is a bonus action, you can take.
No, 30 was here.
You can take 10, 50, 20, your 20, move 30. Action, then take a dash action, and then take your misty step action. Take a knight.
No, for square, starts at 5. 5, 10, 15, 25, 20.
Yeah, right here.
All
right,
I'm not sure if you guys heard the GM, but I'm going to do my regular move, my dash move, and then my misty step, which gives me 90 feet in total. Which would put me. I want to be in between here, so that's still the same. Yeah.
Right, you get one free diagonal.
Yeah. So I guess I'll dash as well.
Yep. Goran is right now, when he's on the same square as you, don't put him on the map.
Oh.
Right. So just take him off for now because he's on top of my shoulder, technically. Yeah. He goes on the map. Yeah, he goes on the map. I need to get him. I need to get a little
imp.
Yeah,
because he flies 40 feet.
And Sailor
Jerry?
Right.
Yeah, Sailor Jerry, I'm following just very carefully behind the meatiest.
As I'm walking up to the obviously the male dwarf, the male half-orc.
He moves slower than he does.
25.
Yeah, so he's always going to be 10 feet. Yeah, 10 feet behind him.
Okay.
By the way, as I'm approaching the male half-orc, I tell him, I can help. I can help. And I'm keeping my free hand raised, my warhammer clearly on my side.
Yeah.
If he recognizes the sigil on the shield, so be it.
You see, he looks at you, he's like, please, help.
New round?
Yep, new round.
I approach the female orc he's holding.
This is not good. This is already just happening bad. Hammer
to the head! No, kidding. Wrong. Oh, sorry. Oh, my bad. Wrong dwarf I played. I'm not a barbarian.
Initiative!
No.
You scared all game players.
I love how Damien jumped.
Yeah.
I look at the male dwarf and I slowly start placing my hand on the female's shoulder. While making eye contact with the male dwarf. Because in this D&D group, because in this D&D group, we respect.
And we ask for consent.
And we ask for consent, because we're good human beings.
We touch the shoulder.
And I cast...
not the breast.
Spare the dying, just to make sure she doesn't go anywhere. Is there any sort of result?
Oh, she's already been hit with spare the dying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she's
okay.
A little more juice.
Yeah, she's on death's door.
But by seeing her and examining her wounds, is there more than just wound? Is there poison involved? What am I picking
up? You know that if she doesn't get healed by sunup, she's going to die.
By sunup?
Yeah.
And what time of day is it right now?
Right now it's about dusk.
So we have...
like 2 hours, max.
No, dusk.
No, dusk. Sorry.
More than 8 hours.
Got dawn.
Yeah, you have the...
went dawn for a second.
Yeah, yeah. You have the whole night.
Cool.
So what do you think about it?
No, think about it. I heal her with cure wounds.
Do it.
While you figure that out, go ahead. I want to just make a...
2 + 2 = 4 + 3 = 7.
Okay.
And I take a step back, knowing that people's reactions when they come out of this state can be what they were last encountering.
You see her breathing eases up a little bit, and she starts actually breathing regularly again.
Okay.
You notice that it was very pained in the beginning, like it was very shallow.
So you're saying she's stabilized?
She has now become stabilized.
I look at the orc, so the half-orc, because she's the full orc.
Yeah.
I look at the half-orc male and tell him, Kolsch, what's happening behind me? What's happening behind me? Because we know we have met someone on one of the pillars.
You see, as you're talking to him, like he looks oblivious to you. Like he sees her breathing return to normal, and you see he kind of kisses the top of her head, and he kind of very gently, like almost like too lovingly for an orc to ever that you've ever seen. Like he puts her head down, like he puts her arm under her head for rest, and you see that he kind of grabs his hammer, he puts it down, and he uses that to help himself up. You see his leg is shmamed, like it's been torn up, he's got cuts and bruises all over his body. Like he is almost at death's door himself. And you can imagine that it is sheer willpower and the need to see his what you can assume is his mate at this point.
Does it look poisoned or?
No. It looks like there's hints of taint though. Like something tainted has attacked him.
From religion studies, can I make a religion roll to understand?
Sure.
Okay.
While he makes that roll real quick, can I see now the statues that Torg saw?
Yep.
Do I know what they are?
Ooh.
Nope, we're all drinking.
Drink!
Wait, can't you make them re-roll?
No.
Do I want to use that right? No, let's all drink.
Just drink, guys. Cheers! Clink, clink, clink.
There's too many things in the Nine Hells that cause taint for you to narrow it down.
Taint! While he's doing that, let me roll an arcana check just to get the general...
Hold on, do I know what the statues is?
You're too far away to really discern what they are. They look like generic statues from this distance. And at this point, you hear Goran kind of snicker.
Hmm.
And he kind of like, he looks in the directions of the statues and he's like,
You can always ask him.
I could.
Roll a 10 plus... 10 plus 5,
15. Magic has been used in the area recently.
I cast...
evocation mostly. There's a lot of scorch marks.
Well,
there's a lot of
I already went through
force.
You, now it goes to me.
The tower was destroyed.
Well, that was my accident.
Yeah, the tower was destroyed a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But where did this smoke and explosion come from, though? We don't see that anywhere where we're at right now?
No.
Does the magic feel fresh, or does it? Can I tell if it's been recently?
There's both. There's fresh and there's old magic.
Old, like the last tower we saw that was carved in Elven that was destroyed by Thafara?
Yeah.
Okay, so like ancient magic and like freshly blown shit.
Well, since I'm in front of that apprentice, is that apprentice dead?
No, she's alive.
So
all four of them are alive.
So they're alive. So I'm pretty much going to say in common, you know me as Torque, what is going on here?
You see, she doesn't respond.
They're unconscious. They're
yeah, they're out.
But I asked you if you were awake.
No, you said
no,
are they
no,
alive?
No,
they're
alive.
They're alive.
Oh, they're alive.
Yeah. They're alive. They're not awake.
Okay.
25. Does Kolsch have any idea where Tori's moving towards or no?
He's
invisible.
You heard him say something over there somewhere.
You see little halfling.
Well, before he moves, then I tell him to stay close.
Hey, Joe.
Don't. Like, stay close.
Is that what you say?
Yes.
Well, you got to choose what you listen to.
You still choose. Yeah, if you listen to me or not, I'm gonna say stay
You also remember.
You see the orc look around to see who you're talking to.
I tell the. I look at the orc. I say, "Their friend's coming. One of you, a dear friend of mine, is right behind you." And I even lower my shield so he feels more comfortable to look behind him and hopefully see Damien.
Well, I double step move towards the actual elevation where the dais is, that smaller dais on the stairs, and I'm close enough, I would hope, to see that statue.
You know, from that distance, it looks like a generic piece of stone.
You're such a sack of shit. Out of character.
I want to move up.
What I love is that I can say that with a straight face because somebody already knows the secret to the statues.
Somebody.
I want to move up.
Fucking noob.
To here. Do I recognize any of the people here?
Yeah, you recognize the apprentice.
The apprentice. We all.
That was the only one I recognized. I don't recognize anybody else.
You don't recognize... Actually...
That's what I thought.
I'm dashing over here.
Wait.
I'm also going to the restroom.
I gotta pee!
Yep.
The young female human,
yes,
just for some reason creates this vibrant image in your mind of you, her, and another gnome that looks almost like a cleaner, well-to-do version of you.
Maybe you might say somebody from a certain day of Groundhogs.
Yes.
Is the female human the white stone?
But the female human is the white stone.
Okay.
And her name is Kyra.
Kyra.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
K-Y-R-A. Or Kira. However you want to say it.
Closest move again?
I like Kyra. But that's just my
action.
Damien moved up. I have yet to move.
Yeah, so go ahead and do your move and your action for this round.
Me?
No. Or
Would you be by any chance saying anything to us while you're doing this?
Me?
Yeah.
I
don't know shit, guys.
I thought you were told just certain shit.
I was told nothing of anything that matters. I'm trying to get to that. He likes to speak to me in fucking code.
Here, do you swear?
Yes.
I love this imp.
Of course you do. Projection of yourself.
I am clearly close to the high elf, which, while I can taste bile in my mouth from being close to such a creature.
Right.
I'm moving closer to see if I can make out the freaking statues while I side-eye Gorin.
I'm moving
for
up,
his Dumbledore-esque comments to me.
I'm moving up because I'm terrified of being alone.
Actually, that's when all the ambushes happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I die.
Actually creates a vivid memory in your mind. And you remember standing with her in front of a council of other drow in what looks to be a very high place because you can overlook what looks to be a lake and a mountain range in the distance, but the vantage point puts you at a very high altitude.
So definitely not in my own city.
No, no.
It's the opposite of what a drow wants.
Yeah, clearly.
It almost feels like you're in the first tree, which is what the elves call their city.
And I'm with her and other drow elves.
You're standing with her in front of a council of another four drow elves.
And is she a normal elf or a drow elf?
Who?
The one that she's...
No, she's a regular
high elf.
High elf.
Yeah.
Okay.
His name, by the way, is Karl Thean.
His name or her name?
His name.
He's a male high elf.
He's a male high elf, yes.
Even better.
Sorry.
Does my memory... bring on, now that I've noticed who that is, does my memory bring any sense of an emotion attached to it?
There is almost a sense of replacement.
I didn't know replacement could be an emotion.
I'm trying to figure that one out.
It's almost like he is a replacement for something else or for someone else.
Got it.
Okay.
Can I speak with the half-orc?
You sure can.
Before even Damien looks, before even Damien talks to me, I go, his leg.
in Orcish.
Okay.
Well, I tell Damien in common his leg as he walked up to the door, as he walked up to the half orc.
That's his leg.
No, no, I think I'm saying his leg. He needs there's attention help. There.
Yeah.
Does Colt understand Orcish?
No, he doesn't. That's what I thought. Nobody here speaks Orcish.
That's what I thought.
Except can I, from where, if I were to speak, if I were to whisper from where I'm standing, he's still, bless you. That half elf is still, high elf is still unconscious.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken in that circle yet though, right? I try by just saying, hey, it's me.
He's okay. You notice that he doesn't stir.
Is everybody else unconscious around?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all unconscious. All of you can now see that they've been badly beaten. They look like they've been malnourished. It looks like they were literally pushed to the verge of what is allowable as far as like torture. Some of them have bandaged fingertips, which you know are because they've taken their fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of them have splinted fingers. Asha actually has an entire splint down her leg.
What about Kira?
Kira has her arm in a sling. Both arms in a sling, actually.
Do none of us have any ability to wake up anybody that is unconscious in any way, shape, or form?
It's all healers.
Even then, it comes with time.
Yeah.
Does the pair do anything to me? Like, emotionally, mentally?
GM?
It stirs longing in you. Almost like this is something that you've seen before.
Is it me telling yet? I just want to go up to the statue.
It's at the top of that thing, though, is it not? Or is it the top of the stage? Or the elevation?
Where I'm at, I'm already up on the stage itself.
You hear, Damien and the half-orc talking to each other in Orcish.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll let you get to the statue. Make a wisdom saving throw.
Son of a... Wisdom saving throw for Torg.
That is a 15 plus 1, 16.
16. You manage to pierce through the hallucination field that it produces.
I'm going insane!
And you feel like a tickle at your mind, almost like the same kind suggestive rubbing that the shield was trying to do to you.
Okay.
But you see the statue actually looks like a human male with both hands pointed to the right, and there's an inscription
in
common that says, "The morning will call to you."
That's it? The morning will call to you.
Do you relay that information of which you just read?
I'm not going to yell that out in case somebody decides to come tramping in.
My spellcasting ability modifier is my charisma modifier, right?
Yes.
Charisma. So then he heals 10 points.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take this, the same steps to get down down the stairs to the floor. Now that I got that. Wait a minute. Take care. Wait a minute. So where I'm at, there's doors right there, right? Those are doors.
Are those doors like?
Yeah, these are doors at the bottom level.
At the bottom level.
Then I'm assuming go to the underneath portion of this elevation.
All right. Well,
yeah, boy.
I bring myself down.
Go to the doors.
Bring myself down here.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna relay the closest person, which is Kolsch, and let him know, don't touch the statues. Don't get near the statues.
Do you tell him what
when I tell him what is written on there?
Which was, by the way, the morning will call
to you.
It
was a human male pointing right?
You see he starts responding to you in common.
Okay. Is that because you just don't want to write anymore?
No, because he's respectful.
Okay.
I'm like, you're a rude ass.
But he looks at you, he's like, I was attacked by a shapeshifter.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Sean Connery.
I understand.
If I have to. My name is Tharik.
Tharik
Duskhammer.
Duskhammer.
And this is my mate, Mikra.
Mikra? Sorry, that's not in character.
That is not in character.
He nods.
And what of the four in on the pillars?
This all in common?
Yes.
Coach asks, what shape was the when they attacked you with?
A female drow.
And what of the four on the pillars?
I don't know why I say this, but I go under my breath and say, "Fucking bitch." Something in my head makes me want to say that, and I do. I look at everybody else, I'm like, I have no idea who it was, but I have a feeling.
What's your feeling?
I got a feeling.
I've got a feeling. I don't know, but I just feel like I need to just...
Well, we just got past something.
We are now being given a taste of s'mores, which is a rum barrel aged imperial stout.
Oh, man,
with graham cracker, toasted marshmallow, and sugar.
And
chocolate.
That. I can smell that.
Which is a product of the USA, obviously. But it is brewed and bottled by Cycle Brewing in St. Petersburg, Florida.
What would happen if you dip like a finger
and just take it? No, we don't condone that on the podcast.
That's right. We don't. That was a test. You all passed.
We do condone knowing laugh into the four in the middle.
We do condone that, but I'm going to take a sip of this first.
Ooh, that is smooth. That is good.
Oh my God. The quote was, the morning will call to you.
Oh my God.
That was nice. I like the chocolate.
It's a new release from them. I just got it.
That's a new release from my mouth.
That's yeah.
He's contemplating like,
this is like, I put this up there with sex.
We were.
I don't know what kind of sex you.
This
been
is
having.
This is like, well, bad sex, but this is good shit.
I forgot this is not the table. So anyway.
I am the table.
Okay. So,
right, so you were attacked by a shapeshifter
in the form of a
female drow. And all six of you were put in these positions by one shapeshifter? And I mean that in no disrespect to your fighting prowess. Knowing how to speak to orcs by having a best friend is a fucking orc, says the cleric.
Says that all the way. Yeah, it says that all that.
In that tone.
She bears the mark of a dark lord. She is tainted by shadow.
Tainted.
Is she still here, or did she leave?
She has delved deeper into the tower's bowels.
In other words, underneath those freaking things.
Were they part of a ritual? Or did she leave them there as an example?
She left them here for a dark master.
I go and I untie the high elf.
Yep.
Any idea when he's supposed to come? Or what steps in the process this shapeshifter is in?
It's safe to say that we're just going to go ahead and untie everybody.
Okay.
And drag him out of this. I drag the high elf out of there.
Clearly. I spared the undying all four of them as they're dragging them out.
Yeah, they're not dying. They're just unconscious.
They're just fucked up.
Yeah. So I drag them out of the way. Just somewhere that they're not in that ritualistic positioning.
Sure.
Basically, is what I'm going for. As I drag the high elf, I look on his clothing, on his hands, on his entire body for anything that would give me more insight as to any additional memories.
As you put his hand in your hand, there is a kind of almost the closest thing to romance, to a romantic feeling that Orm has had in a long time.
Sometimes
when we touch, the heart stays too much.
But like even when you pull your hand, like when you run your hand down his arm to kind of get a grip, like there's a sensuality about it.
And I have to close my eyes.
Kenny, stop cutting my moment, goddammit. Just shut up. Off game and in game.
There's just this. And you don't know if you're doing it on purpose or if it's just the feeling of this feeling normal to you for the first time, but you have some actual like caressing that you do when you
pull him out
and you pull him away.
It's like a familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing. There's nothing surgical or routine about it. It's very careful.
Very careful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like everybody else is like hacking at their chains or like trying to.
And I'm a little bit more.
You're more methodical about it.
Okay. Yeah, I pull him aside as far from the center as possible.
Sure.
I use...
You can move them and yourselves wherever you want on the board freely. There's no need for initiative orders.
I'm gonna stay with them.
Yeah, I'll assist in.
Cole suggests to his party that we all rest before delving any deeper after this shapeshifter. And he also looks at the half-orc and the full orc that he doesn't know. Firik and Mikra, and ask if they want to be a part of what's to come.
If you will have us, we will partake of your fire.
Kosh walks up to the half-orc, who's conscious and speaking,
yeah,
and looks at his brother Damien and says,
you see that he's turned to using his warhammer as a crutch.
He's even after the healing that
his leg is they're almost destroyed.
At an amputee type level, almost.
Well, I mean, he did take a lot of taint.
Okay.
So.
Every time you say taint, I think of coffee table, and it's always sexual, and it's always horrible.
Notices what
taint.
Colts notices what is
yeah.
Even after the healing that Damien has given him, of what condition he's in, I said there's one last thing that we could possibly do to get you upright, and it's not gonna feel good.
He's like, I have my mate back. There is nothing you can take away from me.
Are you willing?
He nods.
The wound's still open, right?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Coach looks at Damien.
I'm already casting Searing Smite. I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. No,
that's not where you're going with
this. That's not where you're going with that at all.
Back up.
Oh, wait, no.
He's like sending fire to his sword. I know where you're going with
this. No, we're not there yet. This is not the zombie apocalypse. We're not taking the limb. Because I would need you to leave your dearest in my friend's care then for all of but a moment, if you will. And I put down my shield, sigil up, to show that, you know, there's no trickery involved with what I'm gonna do.
Follows you.
All I need is a 5 foot five foot space, so he's not engaged or anyone else's. He's 6.
Yeah.
Come here. And as I told you, this will not be pleasant. Cole shakes his free empty hand, and from his teachings, works his fingertips into the wound.
Ah.
You hear the scream echo through the entire clearing.
Fucking gross!
Not cool.
And I whisper as I cast Word of Radiance to burn this taint out of his leg to allow proper healing to take place.
Super weak.
It's a touch, it auto hits. I just have to cast damage to see how much taint is burned.
Do it.
As the scream happens and I've placed down the high elf, I position myself in a way that I'm guarding him.
Okay. You see Goran is looking at you funny at this moment.
Like funny with how? Like with
everything,
as I was expected.
With everything that he's seen you do so far, this has been the most out of character for him.
Like, you got emotions?
You got
I want to say all taint is clean from that leg, my friend.
Because he rolled a 6 on
max,
the
max damage I can do on that cantrip.
I'm assuming that we moved them as well.
Yes, they did, but Nobody moved who they moved, and I was very preoccupied.
Well,
I
was moving the actual apprentice, who is probably the lightest out of the four that's there.
Yeah.
Where do you want to be?
But the apprentice wasn't moved.
Else? So,
Taint.
So, yeah, so you see him, he screams, like, it's almost a, it's less anguish, but more guttural in the scream that you heard earlier.
Oh.
And you just see him collapse from the pain. But sure enough, you see all of the black, kind of like, pus and ooze-like creep that had formed on his wound just vanish, and it's nothing but a clean, like, actual wound.
Does Damien's healing take place and is less crutchy at the moment?
Well, it hurts him less, so yeah, so he's still gonna hobble away, but he's...
He will recover fully, okay.
Yeah.
We now take a rest, correct?
You can now take a long rest.
We can now take a long rest.
A long rest? Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
We gotta take watches.
No, it's just because the one statue that at least we know what it read, because I'm assuming you explained
it. Yeah, I told it to... I told it to Kolsch, and if everybody gets together, I told to everybody.
It's dusk now, right?
We have 8 hours.
No, we have 8 hours.
And we need 8 hours for a long rest.
Only I need 4. So I suggest... that you allow me my 4 hours of meditation.
But what is it? Wait, what is the statue? What does the statue say again?
The morning will call to you, but we don't know what exactly that means.
Or what the other two say.
Right.
I'll tell you right now. You do not want to get close enough to them. I'll say that right now. Unless you want to feel very, very weird.
Sure you do.
Pretty much, it's the same sensation that I have when I grab that shield of yours.
I don't want to talk about the shield.
Okay, guys. Okay. I'm going to take
that
my
incident.
4 hours of rest.
We are going to take a long rest where it benefits everyone here.
And I will wake after my 4 hour of meditation, which may or may not bring me some sort of dream state of this high elf I decided to place so gingerly on said floor.
Are you guys going to stick to your watches?
I'm definitely not on first watch so that I can rest and be awake before and fully healed before the sun rises.
Well, if I do my watch, would I still be able to get the full rest or no?
Yeah, because it's the watches that I have are Torg watches for the first 4 hours, and then Orym and Damien watch for 4 hours, and then Jerry and Kolsch watch for the last 4 hours.
Everybody gets their
eight.
Okay, I'm done with that.
I'm done.
So, Torg, you're up first.
I'm still invisible!
Well, by this point, the invisibility is gone.
Yeah,
he's also asleep. You can't concentrate when he's asleep.
The second he relaxes.
One giant sleepy party.
All right. So, while I'm awake.
So, it's you and the half-orc.
Yes.
Oh.
I wanted him.
Hola. Hola, half-orc.
What's up, bro?
Look at this. Torg and the half-orc.
Torg and the Half-Orc. Tales of Torg and the Half-Orc.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you real quick, what is your name?
My name is Starik.
Stark?
Tharik.
Tharik. Sorry, I can't tell by your
Sean Connery-esque accent. I have to push my lower jaw forward for the proper orc.
You are correct, sir.
Or Tharik. Tharik.
Well, Tharik, my name is Torg, if I haven't told you already. Do you have any recollection of what happened here?
I was sent here by a mage.
Mage's name?
Faye.
None of us know this.
We don't know this. Everyone's sleeping.
Everybody's sleeping.
This nigga. So continue. Continue.
Hey, Damien, you're going to see a bottle of lovely Dionysus grape mead in there. You bring that out now while you're at it. We're going to need it here in a minute, I guarantee. Bottom shelf. There it is. Thank you very much, my friend.
And his sleep, Sailor Jerry's.
Fuck that. But yes, but what happened here exactly when you arrived?
We were told to come here to await the arrival of one Orym Val-Sorot.
Now I walk away from the table.
And we've lost her.
Is that her last name?
Yes.
Say that name one more time.
Orym Val-Sorot.
Val-Sorot. Thank you very much. Does that ring a bell for me in my past memory?
Yeah, it's the same name that you were given by the other drow.
Orym Val. So in other words, when I talk about it, everybody knows Orym's name because I know it in my soliloquy. So everybody already knew your name.
What's your last name?
Awesome.
good question. Vowel, I'm going to go with V-A-L.
Sarat.
I had it as S-A-R-R-A-T.
Sarat.
I have the actual spelling at home, so I'll,
okay.
I'll put it in the chat.
It's like Tajay, bitches.
But it does follow the typical elf naming nomenclature of three sets of names.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you know who Orym looks like?
No. We were not told.
Obviously not. This is what I say to myself. Obviously you don't, because Orym's just walking around. Were you there to capture Orym?
No.
What were you here for?
We were here to help her.
Him.
Help him. Ladies and gentlemen, your Claire's intuition is always right!
Hold on. He said her.
Oh.
Fantastic. I'm still fucking sleeping.
Okay, you're here to help her, which is Orym?
Yes.
Mini brain explosion in my head. So, what happened here then when you came? Obviously you know this is your mate. How did your mate come to pass? Was she here with you?
Yes, we both came with this group.
With the group that's here in the center that we rescued?
Yes, they all have messages for someone in this group that belongs to Orym.
God fucking damn it! No one wake up!
Everybody wake the fuck up! Alright. But what exactly happened here that caused all of them to be tied up and for your woman to be to the point of death?
We saw the female drow in the center. We believed her to be Orym. And then we were betrayed by the shadow creature it serves.
Can you explain to me what the shadow creature looked like?
What have I told you?
It looked like all of us. It took mirror copies of each of us.
Fuck.
Hey Chico, what it do, dog?
But instead of killing you, they just knocked you out and tied them up on these pillars?
No. I was the last man to be left standing. But I destroyed all the shadows. And I sent that drow running.
Into where?
He points at the double doors to the biggest dais.
In his sleep, Sailor Jerry says, cool.
Cool.
The half orc. The orc looks over. Can he hear us?
He's very intuitive.
Have me my warhammer. Which one is it? The one that says bad motherfucker on it.
So, with all this, how long was it that you guys were like this before we got here?
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to you right now because I'm enjoying the shit out of this s'mores.
Yeah, well, the s'mores is delicious. I take a sip before every question I told you.
But say that again.
How did they end up getting tied up? Was this done by this drow shapeshifter?
By the shadow creatures.
How long ago before we arrived did this happen?
About an hour.
Do you think that this? Trickster is going to actually return?
If she does, I won't be ready for her this time. The ancestors have left me.
I have no idea with or culture whatsoever, so I can only go, okay. Hey,
you're like, oh, yeah. No, I hate it when that happens.
I hate it when that happens.
Oh man,
could you tell what this was for? Was this for a sacrifice? Was this for any kind of calling? What was this exactly?
I fear this is for some elder god's return.
Okay. When this was happening, did any of those statues emanate anything? Any movement?
No.
Did you have any Did you have any kind of, was there anything that was odd from these statues at all while you were there?
I paid no mind to the statues. My mate might have noticed something, though.
But she's asleep right now.
She has a keen eye.
Good, keen eye is asleep. I will call her keen eye, but right now she's asleep. Well, that's all that I can actually ask. You haven't been able to go around anywhere in this area. This has all been pretty fast, in other words, for you.
We were teleported here by the magician Fae, just some distance to the north.
What note do you have?
I have no note.
Because you said you have messages for other people in the party that were part of
No, Orym. They do. I'm here to help Orym. Or I was here to help Orym until she betrayed us.
Me,
yeah.
Being the person that I am.
The intellectual that I am.
Me, intellectual.
If you don't mind, I'm actually going to check these messages. If they probably have names of certain people, maybe I would know who they would belong to.
Once they are awake, yes, we can cross that bridge.
Maybe we don't need to have them be awake. Maybe it's just... All right. That's a little too long. It's a little too long. That's not canon. So you were here to help. It's to help do what exactly?
To help get past the puzzles, the traps that are leading ahead.
And one of the puzzles is in this tower here?
The tower is a puzzle, yes.
Hashtag Dark Tower. And, all right, I mean, that's all I can think of right now.
Okay.
Do I see anything while we're out here? Anything that would be astray? Anything that would cause alarm?
You notice that a lot of the wildlife stays away from this area. Like, it's a clear...
I mean, that's obvious.
But no, like, everything. Like, there's like, a clear line of, like,
Not even a squirrel will come in here.
Yeah, there's a clear line of a circumference of just where things do not come in. Like, the grass stops growing at a certain distance.
Like, the opposite of what happened to us when in the other place?
Yeah.
Where then things started to grow all of a sudden we knocked down the portals?
It is
the
a complete
portals.
Opposite. Like,
okay.
There's a clear line where the grass and tree lines stop. And, like, by the 30-foot mark into the circumference, everything is dead. Like, there's no... There's just dirt, sod.
I'm going to grab a peach apart. A piece of parchment.
He eats a peach.
I eat a peach while I'm writing in a peach of parchment.
It explodes.
And in that parchment, I'm actually writing this information down so that I can just leave it here for the next person as I go to sleep.
Okay.
Hey guys, it's Kolsch. Thanks for joining in for another episode of Brothers and Dragons. Make sure to follow us on the social medias.
Guys, if you want to hear more of our bullshit, special bullshit, bullshit for only a certain amount of ears, make sure you check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thetalkinggeek.